which is Health Watch's annual report. Chris
So each year we have a statutory duty to produce an annual report, so this is our latest annual report. Again, I'll take it that you've read it. I'm sure you have. But just to give you some highlights, one thing we're really proud of is our work with the Trust around the improvements made on the Shepperton Ward. So we visited the ward in January, found some serious concerns, which we escalated immediately. However, the Trust have substantially improved the environment on the ward. We've since been back. It's totally different. It's much better. I'd like to add that there is still progress to be made. So the environment was just one part of the concern we had. There are other issues around lack of control for people on board, risk management, methods of supporting people proactively. So we intend to visit the wards again in the future to make sure those improvements have been made. But so far, progress has been really good. So we're really pleased with that. We've been working with patient participation groups in GP practices, and they've done some really good work. I'm just trying to find that there. So patient participation groups are groups of patients that support their GP practice and give feedback from the patient perspective. And they've done some amazing things. So they support with screening uptake. The patient members will go to the surgery to support breast screening, cervical screening programs. They instigate improvements to the surgery, such as handrails, different opening times. And they go out into the local community to support people to understand things like opening hours and what their surgery can offer. So they're fantastic groups, and they've really come on the past year. So that's really great work. We hold joint clinics at HMP Isle of Wight with the health advocacy organisation. So we've started doing that quite regularly. So we're now talking to prisoners and hearing their stories about health and social care. And as I say, we're working directly with SEAP. So we're looking at the themes that are arising from that. And we're working closely with the local authority and the CCG quality team. So we accompany them on their quality visits to care homes, and we talk to residents. So the past year we talked to 86 residents as part of that programme. So that's separate to the work that we do. We've spoken to a lot more people, but we've spoken to 86 residents in care homes, 23 family members, and we've made 83 recommendations for improvements. And we're seeing a difference that's making as well. So we're doing that for around a year, and we're now starting to revisit some of the homes we visited last year. And hopefully we'll be seeing improvements. And we're working with the Safeguarding Board on a fantastic project called Safe Spaces. So that's a funded project for people with a learning disability to provide safe environments in the local community. And County Hall is going to be the first one. And we're hoping to spread that out across the island. So when people with a learning disability are mistreated, abused, or they feel anxious in the local community, there's somewhere for them to go, a place of safety, that will contact someone on their behalf who will sit with them. So that's a fantastic project. And that will be started hopefully at the end of by the end of the year and wind out across the island. So I'll keep it short.
Joanna, thank you very much. I've got to compliment you on your report. It's absolute crystal mark, clear, pertinent, a model for anyone else to follow. Okay, so who's first, John or Michael?
I'll let Michael go first.
Chair, on the back of what you just said, I too wish to, and the market, I think, recorded that this is a very good report from a very good organisation. The one thing that's been consistent over the number of years where the health service in the island has been doing this with big waves. The calmness and consistency has been Health Watch. Health Watch has given us good reports that have been readable. I wish other organisations would take note. Very clear. But as it says in this, we are the independent champion for people using local health. And social care, and you have done that. And you also say, listening to people's stories of servicing and recognising and valuing their experience has never been more important. At times, you have been in the wilderness, one to another of us, trying to get the voice heard. And if we are now, there are other agencies are listening to that voice. That's because you've been consistent in doing that. And I really, really thank you from the bottom of my heart and this committee for such a consistent tortoise that has plodded on, right, and actually given an official thing rather than the hairs of messing it up.
Thanks, Michael. John.
Thank you, Chairman. Can I just say that everything that Michael just said, I would agree with 100%. I think, it, as usual, it's a wonderful report. It's nice to be able to read a report that you actually can understand and read it. And I think that's really brilliant. The only problem that I see, we've still got on the island, is this transportation to the mainland. And I think that I know the charities working and paying for different diseases and different problems, but I would like to see the criteria being that if you have to go to the mainland for treatment and you are unable to get that treatment at St Mary's, then we should be paying towards it. And I do like the idea of other islands around the coast where the patient is actually charged £5. So you pay, and then the rest of it is covered by other people or other organisations or whatever, or councils. And I think that the constant fear of will they be covered next year? Is it, I mean, I read your report about people that have taken courses and spending £600 for travel. And I just think that the last thing that somebody who's got a disease or something they need to be cured or has to go to the mainland, the last thing they want to worry about is how they're going to get there, who's going to take them, who's going to look after them when they get there. And I think that we need some sort of positive thing that's going to continue on year on year, and not, well, we don't know who's going to run it next year, but we're just hoping that somebody will pick up the bill. And we seem to be going on. And the only thing that worries me again, Chairman, is that the way I see that health is continuing, that more and more people may have to go to the mainland for operations. And there'll be more costs involved, so I don't know how we're going to deal with this. I'm sure that Health Watch will solve the problem.
Thank you for those observations, John.
Thank you very much.
Right, we'll move on to the next item, which